You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
No, my day planner was not right next to the checks, texter. Smart aleck. Good afternoon. We do have two lines open if you still want in for Festivus Friday. It is brought to you by Q39. Get your Q fix today at Q39KC.com. The telephone number for Festivus Friday is 913-586-7798. You are grievance-less today?
I am just trying to be positive.
Okay.
And go into the weekend with a good attitude.
It sounds like that effort is failing.
No, we are going to have a great weekend. We've got a ton of fun stuff lined up this weekend.
Be sure
open
to
house,
hydrate.
I believe, this weekend. So I will let you know when we come back next week how that went.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Okay. 913-586-7798.
It's a fire sale.
And please allow me to be the very
first. There's a fire, not a sale.
Right? To be the very first to wish all of you a very happy Festivus Friday. Okay, here we go. And a reminder, if you hear the phone ringing on your end, you are getting through, but we've only got one Sam. Let's start with Scott in Kansas City. Scott, you are first in, so you are first up. Hello.
Okay, hello. First, I want to make a comment about that previous story. September 25th of last year, I got my first colonoscopy, and they removed 4 precancerous polyps.
Mm-hmm.
So it's important to go get your colonoscopy.
Amen. Amen to that.
So I have a gratitude related to my grievance, and I want to thank the lady that assisted me when I was having my issue here that I'm going to have my grievance about, because that was really helpful and everything. I'm going to thank her and everything again. But okay. So what happened on Tuesday, I was at the one convenience store getting gas, and I went in, I got in, I was going to leave, and all of a sudden, I went go to start my car, I just hear like tick, 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 tick. You know, I was like, oh, dude. And then I was like, all the battery had died. And I'd actually bought in one of those, charger things, and I thought I had it charged up fully and everything. So I hook it up to the car, and that didn't work. It just didn't help charge my battery. So I was like, having to go and like I said, I didn't even have any warning with the battery. Like, it wasn't any times before when I was trying to start my car, it would kind of hesitate before starting. It just all of a sudden just died on me. So then, I said, I was asking some people, and finally that lady assisted me, and I was able to get home, and then the next Wednesday morning I was able to go to and get a new battery. But made me mad that my, first of all, that charger didn't work, and also I didn't get any kind of a warning for my car. It just died that day.
All right, Scott, hey, do appreciate the call, man. Glad you got it fixed. Brian in Kansas City, hello.
Yeah, I just wanted to send a gratitude out to Scott. Yesterday was birthday number 53 for me, and like he has every year for the past several years since we became friends on Facebook. Scott Parks wished me happy birthday, and I know he does this for several people, but the fact is he doesn't have to, and it matters, at least to me. So
that is lovely, Brian. And you know what? I sit here and I watch him do that, and he has always done it. It makes him happy to do it. He's just sitting over there wishing people happy birthday. Every single day. And I'm glad you called in.
You are faithful.
And no, I do not reach out to all of my followers to wish them a happy birthday. And if I could, I would.
Of course you would.
I'm not saying I have more followers than you do.
Well,
but
you do.
I do.
Because you have a public page.
There is no way. Just know that I'm thinking of you on your day.
I have a private page, yeah. But I've reached my limit of people that I can be Facebook friends with, which I think is dumb.
When I had to convince you to unfriend somebody so that you could add me.
Yep, and switch it. Yeah, if you switched it over to your public page, it would be easier, but you haven't done that, and so that's fine. We're not going
to
go there.
I
love the call.
It.
That's a great gratitude, and happy birthday.
Yes, happy birthday, Brian. Dom in Kansas City. Hello, Dom.
Hi, Dom. Go ahead.
Dom once.
Aw.
Dom twice. Okay. Barb in Odessa, we are going to finally meet tomorrow, I hope.
Oh yeah, I'm getting ready tonight, so I'll be ready early in the morning.
Okay.
Listen, I just wanted to say two things real quickly because I know your time is limited. When somebody pulls in the gas station and they get their gas, would they please pull out after they get their gas so somebody else can pull in and get gas, especially when it's busy?
That's good.
And
I agree.
The other thing is, Why are we losing Blue Bloods this Friday tonight?
Ooh.
Why are we losing Blue Bloods what?
Blue Bloods is ending tonight.
Is tonight the series finale?
Yes, it is, and it's just making me sad.
Yeah, CBS, for whatever reason, did not renew the series, it's my understanding, and they being the actors on the show, have all wanted to keep it going. They may be shopping it around, the producers, to another network. I don't know. But it is one of the most watched shows still on CBS. 60 Minutes doesn't count, of course. Lou in Raytown. Lou, hello.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Of course.
My complaint is about the overusage of the word love. Now, I love my family, you know, love my wife, love my children. Mm. When it comes to the show, I appreciate the show. It diminishes, you know, the meaning of the word love because we overuse it so much.
Lou, can I ask you a question? I sure. live in superlatives. Anyone who knows me even sort of well will tell you that I think something is the greatest thing ever or the worst thing ever, or it was the best night ever. And I say those things and I truly do mean it, but I mean it because like all of my favorite things ever tie for the favorite things ever. And so I think it can be done without diminishing it. And people who say they love this show or love, you know, Diet Pepsi, like you can love those things without diminishing true love, in my opinion.
All right. I can go with that.
Lou, we just got a text that said, I love this guy's grievance.
Maybe
I see what you did there.
L-U-V instead of L-O-V-E.
Okay. All right, Lou. I hope you have a great weekend, man.
You too.
All right. Love talking to you. 913-586-7798. 586-7798. Festivus Friday is brought to you by Q39. Get your Q fix today at Q39KC.com. It's Festivus Friday, the airing of the grievances brought to you by Q39. Let's go to Nita in Kansas City. Nita, hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Thanks for having me.
Of course.
I am so grateful, actually, for the fact that I can say I have first world problems. Like, man, my car might not be, you know, the greatest car in the world. Sometimes, you know, I might have a dent, but, you know, hey, at least I have a car.
Fair point.
I'm just glad. Thanks.
Good for you, Nita. All right. By the way, quick correction. And Barb, if you're still listening, I'm sure you are. Blue Bloods is not ending tonight. This is the beginning of the second half of the 14th season. There are 8 episodes left.
Oh, my God.
Praise Jesus. Nathan in KCK. Nathan, hello.
I had a grievance about AI, but now I have a grievance with the previous caller. He said that we overuse the word love, but he didn't tell us what it means. I wish somebody would answer the question for me. What is love?
Well, okay.
Well,
it's a song.
It's 4 letters, and it's when you feel all tingly inside, and it makes you happy, and you know when you see it and when you feel it.
Okay. Can't turn your radio up. Can't do that.
I love a lot of things. You know that, Scott.
I
love the sunset.
Yeah.
I love books.
There it is.
Thank you, Sam. I don't think anyone could say it better. Oh, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Who is this? I forget.
Hathaway,
that's right.
He knows what love is.
He was a one-hit wonder. He loved his one hit. Okay. Enough of that. Rick in St. Joe. Rick, hello.
Hi, how are you guys? First time caller. My grievance is I drive a truck throughout the Kansas City area, and I do pickups and stuff like that. It's semi. And my grievance is on a construction, they never finish one until they close another. Like coming south out of St. Joe into Platte City, there's a construction zone down there, and it's backed up 4 or 5 miles every day, and there's no one even working. So that's my grievance.
Yep. You share that grievance with, I think, everybody listening. When you are shoved over by the cones.
Yes.
And there's no reason for the cones to be there.
I will piggyback on that. I just drove to and from Nashville in a matter of 4 days, and there were 10, 15, 20-mile stretches where it was down to one lane with cones, not like the road was ripped up, and not a single person working.
It is I-29 in northwest Missouri on your way up to Omaha. There is always, always construction on that road, and I've never seen anyone doing any construction. Dom in Kansas City, we got you back. What's up, man?
Hey, how are you doing?
We're doing well. Thank you for asking.
Well, I thought I'd call in. I usually don't. But here's the thing. Here's my grievance. I am tired of people that call in, and it could be about them cutting their dog, and they start with a monotone voice, and they start raising it and raising it and raising it, and they're the only one person right in the world, and then... My goodness, you think there's poodles falling from the sky when you look out. And really, they just need to calm down. There's a carnival downtown tonight. You can go to that. Relax.
Okay, Dom. Thank you for
laugh. I mean, the sky is not falling.
Yes. Okay. All right, buddy. We do have an open line if you want to grab it at 913-586-7798. Mike in Smithville. Hello, Mike.
Hey, guys. Hey, listen, I just, I've never called in before either, and it's just, it was something that kind of has been bothering me for a long time, and I never had an opportunity to express it, but I grew up in the 50s and the 60s, and had an...
Uh-oh. Mike? Hello?
Mike,
hang on. I don't mean to interrupt you, but okay. Your phone signal dropped for a second. Last thing we heard was that you grew up in the 50s and 60s.
Still there?
Yeah. Go ahead. What I said was, last thing we heard out of your mouth was, I grew up in the 50s and 60s.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Okay. And I always thought that the elementary school teacher that I had for English was kind of a, she was kind of stiff. She was hard. And but she had, there's no teacher that I remember more than I remember her, because she was so insistent on pronouncing the words correctly. And there's three words today that I hear coming out of people's mouth that I cannot believe. And even educated people, I mean, smart people, you see them on TV, words that I hear all the time pronounced incorrectly. One is particularly, and they pronounce it particularly. And I mean, there's five different ways they pronounce that word.
Okay.
Then et cetera. There is no C after the E, so it's not et cetera, it's et cetera. And then especially, there is no C after the E, it's not especially, it's especially. So so that's my grievance, and I just, there it is, it's out there.
All right, Mike, we got you, man. We got you.
I loved that laugh. It was consistent.
Amy in Troy, before we get to a quick break. Amy, hello.
Hello. My grievance is the caller about the love. First of all, to answer the second caller about love, I believe that love is a feeling of happiness that people give to you and you give to others. Saying that, I love you guys. I mean, you guys every day lift people up. And yeah, there's been some tough days. I was listening today of the Kansas City parade, and I was sad with you, but you guys bring love and joy into this world, and there is not enough of that in this world, and I thank you guys for that.
Well, we thank you for the kind compliment.
Thank you, Amy,
that,
so much.
That means a lot to us. I hope you have a great weekend.
You too.
Okay, be well. That does free up a line if you want it. 913-586-7798, 586-7798, here on Dana and Parks. Festivus Friday, which is brought to you by Q39. Get your Q fix today at Q39KC.com. Patrick in Lenexa. Hello, Patrick.
Happy Festivus Friday, everyone.
And same to you.
My my grievance is going to continue on with the same words theme. My grievance is people using the word technology as a very blanket statement, saying perhaps, you know, this technology is going to destroy our culture or whatever. And they're usually referring to some piece of electronic technology, or more, even more specifically, something like a bit of software technology. But technology is not just the software, not just the phone. It's the glass. It's the metal in your microphone. It's just a reminder that we stand on a lot of technology every day.
Okay. Amen. Patrick, we got you. Thank you, man.
Yep.
All right. A lot of word grievances today. Mary in Harrisonville. Mary, good afternoon. Hello.
Good afternoon.
Hi.
How y'all doing?
We're doing quite well. Thank you for asking.
You're welcome. My grievance is my mother went into hospice care Saturday.
I'm sorry to hear that.
And thank you. And I emailed my work, because I'm kind of an independent worker, but I emailed them, and I Sunday, and I said, my mom is in hospice care. I'm going to have to be out for a bit. And they're like, well, we're so sorry about that. I hope she gets better soon.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
My mother's in hospice care.
Oh, wow.
Yes, ma'am. Miss Dana, because I'm older than you, so you're a Miss Ma'am. So I blew it off because I had so many things to do. My mama passed away yesterday.
I'm so sorry.
Oh, Mary, we're so sorry.
Well, yeah, she's a good gal, 84. She's a good woman. And I they wanted me to get them a doctor's
a note. A doctor's note.
Yes, from my mother's doctors, so I could be off work for FMLA. And I'm like, that's a HIPAA thing. And I'm like, doing that? You don't need to know my mama's doctor. Anyway, she passed away in a wonderful place. Can I shout out to them?
Those hospice places all around Kansas City are absolutely amazing.
Kansas City Hospice.
Yep, KC Hospice. Amen.
Now.
Yep.
And they just, it was beautiful and wonderful. And
and Mary, real quick.
This is a gratitude and a...
Mary,
you know,
get your letter from KC Hospice off of Warnell. They will provide that letter for you. You don't have to chase down her primary care for anything like that.
My work told me I had to have a letter from her doctor signed. I'm like, I'm not a child.
Yeah, Mary, I'm so sorry. But listen, there are care providers at the hospice centers that will provide that for you.
Why would you need a doctor?
My God, what? Because I'm faking my mother's death. And who? First of all, when someone says your loved one goes into hospice, I hope they get better soon.
Right. 913-586-7798. Mary, may God bless you and your whole family. Anna in Belton. Hello, Anna.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
We're doing well. Thank you.
Thank you. Yes, my mother also used KC Hospice, and mirroring what you said, it's a wonderful place, and that's not what my call is about, but just mirroring that, it's a great place. My grievance is this vote on the sports betting. Okay. We're all for it, especially if it goes through education like they're touting.
Yeah.
However, brings back memories of when we voted in the boats. And they kept touting the same thing, education, education. Well, come to find out, they did a fast one on us. They put it into a general slush fund, and education only gets a smidge. So I'm trying to find out, and a lot of us are, if this is the same kind of pull the wool over our eyes situation this time. Because I want to vote yes, but if they're going to do that, a lot of us will vote no.
It's a great call, Anna. Thank you for it. Even the mayor weighed in on that on Twitter today. He basically said, if you're for it, vote yes. If you're not, vote no. It's really that simple, is in essence what he said. But To Anna's point,
I think
there are people who have questions about exactly where the money's going to go. And even if they told me an answer, and by they, I mean any politician in the world, that this money's going to go for that. I mean, do you really believe that, or can you track that?
Yeah. And great memory, Anna, too, because we all remember
the shell game that was.
When they were pitching the riverboats back in the 90s, and everybody thought, wow, North Kansas City is going to have classrooms with gold floors if all that money's going into education. And some of it did, but a lot of it did not. And you're absolutely right. Tony in South Kansas City. Tony, hello.
Hi, I want to say hi to the three amigos, Sam, Dana, and Scott.
Well, hi.
My grievance is with insurance companies that sell car insurance. And my grievance is that when your insurance comes due, they mail you the insurance card that says you have insurance for another 6 months, even before you pay for it. I had a friend that daughter had a car wreck, and the lady had an insurance card that was good, but she hadn't paid her bill.
Hmm.
And so, to me, you shouldn't send out a card that's good for another 6 months before the date. And my idea would be to put an expiration date for a temporary card, so that way people can't take advantage of insurance companies.
Okay.
Tony, thank you for the call.
913-586-7798. We do have an open line if you want to grab it. Mike in Kansas City. Hello.
Hey, my grievance is I'm tired of people saying unsweet tea.
Why?
Who is going to sweeten tea and then unsweeten? How do you
unsweeten? It's just tea.
It's just tea. Thank you.
Mike, that might be the greatest grievance we have ever had in the history of this program.
Oh, I appreciate that.
Damn, that is good.
We're bad enough we're even putting it on labels on bottles now. It says unsweet tea on it.
Mike, I hear you, though, because I have to specify when I go to a restaurant. I used to be a prolific sweet tea drinker. The sweeter, the better. And as I try to get away from sugar, it's now unsweet only. And if I just say, can I get tea, what do they bring me 100% of the time?
Yep.
Sweet tea.
Or they'll say, sweet or unsweet. The baseline is tea. You are absolutely right, Mike. Brilliant.
All right. Thank you, Mike. 913-586-7798. Roger in Higginsville. Hello.
Hey, thank you for listening to our show, and I enjoy you guys immensely. I miss hearing michaelmackey.com. But anyway, my grievance is I wish engineers would have to work on the cars that they help engineer. It's terrible. Terrible. I spend multiple hours underneath cars trying to fix them, and I wish that they would see what they made. That's my grievance.
Okay, buddy. Appreciate it.
Thank you for it, Roger.
Let's go to Dale in Eastern Shawnee. Hello, Dale.
Scott, how are things in Western Shawnee?
Western Shawnee is glowing this afternoon.
Listen, Scott, my grievance is with you. You're impossible to get a hold of. I've been trying for 3 or 4 weeks to call to challenge you to a pancake bake-off, maybe hold it at the charity tournament tomorrow. And I couldn't get a hold of you. It took me forever.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that, but we probably can't do a pancake cook-off while we're throwing bags.
Well, you're not going to throw bags the whole 3 or 4 hours, are you?
I don't plan to lose.
To the side, throw down some pancakes.
I don't plan to lose.
In fact, we could have auctioned off judging options to everybody there, and the highest bidders get to be judges.
Dale,
so it'd be a good charity option.
Yeah, I love the passion. I love that. My head is just spinning. I'm going to be good to get there by 10 a.m.
Well, I L-U-V you guys. Love you.
Love
so have a great weekend.
You do the same. Thanks, Dale. Take care. We do have a line open. If you want to grab it, we'll try to get everybody in before the top of the hour, before the end of the show. 913-586-7798. Jake in Olathe. Hello, Jake.
Hello. So just to go along with the theme, I've been listening for a little while now. My grievance isn't the use of love or the word love, but love itself.
Oh.
I got separated from my ex about 3 years ago, and I've been single ever since. We have kids together, so I can't just delete her out of my phone. And for some reason, I can't seem to get over. It just, it drives me crazy. You know, I actively want to, and I try and go out and meet people. I just can't seem to get her off of my mind. But she's not interested, so my grievance is actually love. And I have to say unsweetened iced tea, too.
Jake, that is a very heartfelt grievance. We thank you for it, and thanks for the laugh about the tea.
Aaron, line two. Hello, Aaron.
Hey, you guys.
Hi.
I don't really have anything to grieve about. You know, life's good, work's good, the weather's beautiful other than it being dry. I just need to hear some Dana-isms.
You need some Dana-isms?
Dana-isms, please.
Okay.
Really?
We'll see what we can do. There was one earlier today that may have been one of the greatest of all time. And when we get back, I'll see if Sam can play that one, at least.
It got stuck, and I couldn't get it to stop. I'm just laying there writhing and screaming and can't get the damn thing back out or in or whatever you do. It stuck in that position and would not stop.
Okay. Yes, Dana.
That was an accurate description of my Charlie horse. I can feel right now the crotch of every man in Kansas City going.
That one was last week.
What was that?
We don't know.
I do not remember. It was a very serious topic that we were talking about, and you dropped that line.
I can feel crotch. You shouldn't have even added the last part. You just said, I can feel the crotch of every man in Kansas City. Stop. There would be a line at the office after work.
I kind of want to touch that and put it on my face.
Okay. Oh, they get better and better.
And then when I touched it.
That is a lie.
It was hard as a brick. And I go, oh my.
Hang on, let me put a request in for one. Hang on for just a second.
Really? Really? We need producer's notes by those, by the way. Because
like
there
what
is
you
a,
were talking about
yes!
at the time? Something nonsensical.
No, this is one of those reach arounds.
I beg your pardon?
Phrasing.
To get around the rules.
What'd you call it?
A reach around.
Okay.
Saving that one.
Why are you laughing?
I don't know.
To get around the law or the rule? A get around.
Yep.
What do you call it? There's a word for it.
You don't call it a reach around. 913-586-7798. You know, fall is the best time of year to plant new grass, and specifically September and October. Those are the perfect months to plant. And as the temperatures are starting to drop, I'm sure you're getting out in the yard. Your neighbors are getting out in the yard doing just that. And adding fresh topsoil before seeding makes the perfect seed bed. You can also fix low spots and rough spots, cover tree roots, and level out the yard. But you need great topsoil. And that's where my friends at American Topsoil come in. They've done work on my yard, my daughter Sarah's yard, and with the ease and convenience of their power wheelbarrow, their work is fast and it's easy. The machine literally does all the work. And you only pay for the amount of topsoil that you need, so no worries about ordering the wrong amount. It really is the most efficient way to buy topsoil. And for those of you who don't feel like messing with it, American Topsoil also offers spreading services as well, raked and graded perfectly. Give them a call today. I trust these guys. 913-888-SOIL. 913-888-SOIL. Or online at americantopsoil.com.
Please do not come up and yank on that thing hard.
Yep.
Good advice. Good advice, Dana.
I just said to Scott, how many are there?
Hundreds.
Yeah.
I was showing her just a minute ago.
I would say pushing the 1,000 territory, if we're being honest.
Right. So then I'm digging through my drawers looking for cream.
I beg your pardon?
And I stick some cream on it. And I'm like, what is going on?
Wait, here's a longer one.
Let's say you're supposed to be sitting there staring at your hole, whatever you call that thing. Look at your computer.
What?
Cover up the hole. What, are they going to fire you? You're supposed to do that, Scott.
Which hole are we talking about?
You are supposed to take duct tape and cover that up.
Okay.
And then you just pull up and blow. Pull up and blow. Pull up and blow. Do it. Pull up and blow.
What do you do?
Did you mark that? Wait, wait. Hang on.
No, harder. Harder. Harder.
I'm trying.
You got to pinch it. Pinch it. Okay. Pull it up.
Pinch it at the bottom?
Pinch it at the bottom okay. And pull apart.
All right, John and Gardner, you might get the last one. Katie, if we have time, we'll get you real quick. John, go ahead. Quickly, please.
Hey, real quick, I deliver for a major beverage company, and I can't tell you how many times this happens where I'm delivering and stocking my product, and somebody comes up and says, hey, we're out of these this type right here. You know, it's on sale. Are you bringing any in? I'm like, yeah, I think so. Let me go get that for you real quick. How many you need? Oh, three of them. That's good. Okay. So I go, I'm gone maybe 25 seconds. I come back, and they're nowhere to be found. And I'm like, okay, it was a little old lady, and I'm looking around. Who do you think is shopping in the middle of the day? All little old ladies in every aisle, and I have no idea which one it is. And she probably puttered up and down that aisle for 5 minutes before she asked me that. But then, boy, she's on the other side of the store as soon as I'm gone.
All right.
So if you ask somebody for something, please wait.
Stay where you are. Okay. Katie and Shawnee, we've got 10, 15 seconds. Go.
My grievance is people not putting prices on their garage sale items.
Good grievance. And you are the last one this week. Thank you for it. Bonus hour is next. We'll see everybody tomorrow out at the Cornhole Tournament at Serve, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. On behalf of our producer today, the finest man in these United States, the great Sam Stevie III, my good friend and co-host Dana Wright, my name is Scott Parks. And God willing, we're back on Monday at 2 o'clock. Have a great night. Be safe, be well, and be good to one another. We'll see you Monday.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.